It's the Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction, and it's coming up. Fans, you played every snap. You showed your orange. But you're just getting started because it's time for the best post-game fan show in college football. It's time for the Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. The place where the Big Orange Universe from all around the world gathers to talk about today's game. Unfiltered. Uncensored and unapologetic. And did we mention commercial free? A show yes. Of you, by you, yes. And yep, for you.
Yes! Yes!
The most unique fan experience in sports. And it happens right now. Get online at 865-200-5402. That's 865-200-5402. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. The man who's been keeping it real for the Vol fans for a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Basilio.
Next to me, Alex Myers is in studio, and we're making our way back. I want to hear from as many people as humanly possible. You know, I really don't have much to add. Let's take some phone calls. Here's what I want to do tonight. I want to celebrate Tennessee's win. Tennessee tonight, the old Southern saying is luckier than a dog with three weenies. Tennessee's luckier than a dog with three weenies tonight, I'm here to tell you. And if you're in mixed company, I'm sorry to say that. But the Volunteers tonight give up a school record 535 yards rushing. That is an all-time 128-year-old record. I want you to digest that one more time, because I thought Georgia Tech would be a curious puzzle for Tennessee to solve. And needless to say, Bob Stoop and his defense are still trying to solve them as we speak. But the time at the end of the game, and may I say this to you, we scouted Georgia Tech heavily on our program, the Tony Basilio Show, which happens every day from 11 to 1, where you're hearing this stream right now, Eastern Time, 11 to 1. We had several people tell us that Georgia Tech's kicking game was going to be a nightmare. Those that follow me on Twitter know that I called that miss at the end of the game. And Paul Johnson, let it be said for the record, did the absolute right thing by going for two there at the end of that game. You've rushed for 535 yards. That is absolutely what should have happened. And Tennessee should have, and they said to the Volunteers, okay, we rushed for 535 yards on you after putting that ball in there. You haven't shown the ability one time to stop my quarterback. Not one. You haven't gotten a sniff. I'm going to shove this ball down your throat, and we're either going to win or we're going to lose, but this thing's going to end right now. And I 5,000% agree with what Georgia Tech did. I'm bringing Tony Robinson in now for first thoughts, and then we'll go to the phones. T-Rob, first thoughts.
Great win for the ball nation. We still got a lot of work to do, Tony. Still got a lot of work to do.
And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to unpack a lot of that work as we go forward. Let's go without further ado to the phones at 865-200-5402. Alex, put that first phone call in. As I remind you, you're listening to your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction, and that's what we want to do, hear from you. Go right ahead to our first caller.
Tony! Hey, Tony, Barney Boy!
Barney Boy, get on in here. Your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
I agree with you 100%. We was up in Oregon that Bush Jones should have went for two. And I knew Georgia Tech was going for two. And this team tonight looked like it's got heart. We still got a lot of problems. Our defense still needs to be coached better. But I told you this game shouldn't have never been on the schedule. We won't see a running team like this. Let's go. We'll start the SEC and let's beat some SEC schools' ass right now.
Well, anyway, some positives I take out of tonight's game. Daniel Bertoli is a player at linebacker. He plays for me. The second thing I take out of tonight's game is that Marquez Callaway is an absolute star. That guy dominated tonight's game.
He's a beast. He's a beast. Hey, another thing I saw, I hope it's not true. Do you think the two quarterbacks are getting along for Tennessee? They kept showing them over.
I understand. From my vantage point, I wasn't there, but from my vantage point, Kirk Herbstreit called out Jared Garantano on national television a few times for pouting on the sideline and not getting into the game. That's a problem, Barney Boy. That's a problem.
Well, why ain't Butch, Coach Jones over there doing something about that?
Well, I'm going to ask Tony about this. Because, Tony, you've been there before. Jared Garantano thinks, I've earned the right to play. Tony, you've been in his spot. Tony, tell the story about you and Tallahassee. People will be interested in this. It'll take 30 seconds, Barney Boy. Hang right there.
Good. Okay.
I can understand what Ben Tuttle was going through. When I was playing, I left the University of Tennessee and went back home, but I knew I was coming back. But, it's a hard thing to do is sit back and watch when you think you should be playing, but we got the right guy in there. And, you know, the time I just sit and wait your turn, man. We said just stay ready. You have to stay ready, man. You never know what's going to happen in this game.
And Barney Boy, I think the plan was they were going to try to put him in, but the early part of the game went so badly for Tennessee, they had no choice but to do what they did, Barney Boy.
Exactly. And we just need to get our linebacker play. But, you know, McKenzie and our big linemen, they got pushed back the whole night. Why is that? I mean, McKenzie's supposed to be a stud, and he got pushed back all night long.
Not only did he get pushed back, but I'd argue with you that our alignment was brutal tonight.
No,
why were we lining our linemen up, Tony, 4 yards deep, our defensive linemen?
Well,
what was that, Canadian football? What was that, Tony?
I don't know what that was, man. It was a surprise to me. But I think our defense, they're doing a pretty good job at starting off, but we got some big turnovers from them.
If it's not for those two turnovers, we're talking about an absolute blowout loss here tonight. A blowout loss.
Yeah. But But they hung in there. Hey, this season, we win this damn game, and we're good to go. Trust me, we're good to go. We ain't going to face another team. I'm going to let you go because I got to get back in here where everybody's partying. We're so excited, so much. This is football time in Tennessee, Tony. And I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely love it. Barney Boy has spoken. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Let's grab our next caller. Hello and welcome in.
Tony B, it's Fake Tyler Bray.
Hey, Fake Tyler Bray, what's going on, man? Thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, what's up, my brother? So tonight was interesting. First point is, it's really sad that Northwest Callaway can't crack the starting lineup.
Well, that's an excellent observation.
I mean, he's probably the best player on the football team, but he's not starting. Point number two, for me, obviously it was a great win. But who's your vote for the first person that needs to go in the trash can on the sideline?
You know, that trash can, that's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. I can't even describe to you how bad that looked on national television.
I mean, three quarters through that game, I'm just thinking, when is someone going to put Butch Jones in that trash can?
Well, it's a good thing that Tennessee was able to hang in there and scratch out a victory tonight, because his tenure was getting ready to get put in that trash can, and which is really kind of unfair, but that's where this thing was going tonight.
I agree. That thing was pretty embarrassing from a Tennessee grad just to see a trash can floating around on the sidelines. That was just ugly. But the third thing, which is a really high point of what I saw, Trey Smith. That kid was bulldozing all game. I don't know if you were watching him close, but he had a pancake on pancake. I mean, he was like Waffle House. I mean, he was International House Pancake. I would run behind him all season, and he just would not stop. I mean, he's the best freshman guard that I've seen at Tennessee.
Trey Smith had an excellent camp. His emergence harkens you back to the days of Cozy Coleman, and he's thought to have that kind of ability, and he played that way tonight. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, I agree. I think he will be a great lineman here for the next 3 years, and he'll be a great NFL lineman. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he was fantastic tonight. Our offensive line, though, overall, you hope with Richmond coming back, we dodged a bullet tonight because our offensive line did not play up to Tennessee standards. John Kelly tonight played beyond Tennessee standards. Our offensive line did not play up to Tennessee standards this evening. I'm sorry. They were facing a team that's little and light in the rear end, and they should have shoved them around, and they weren't able to do that. And they did do it late, but they weren't able to do it, and it almost cost us the football game.
Yeah, I have some questions. Georgia Tech was rushing three most of the game, and they were still giving Dorvity some trouble. I just didn't understand. I mean, we got 4- and 5-star guys on our offensive line, and why are they still getting the Dorvity with a bunch of 240-pound and just three down ends?
I don't know. There's a lot to unpack from tonight's game because there was a juncture in tonight's game where I would have considered putting Garantano in the game just to change things up. But they were able to get away with it. And I guess my thought is he's a fleet-footed guy and could have given you a different wrinkle in there. But I do agree with Tone that if the receivers catch balls early, it's probably a different football game.
Yeah, I agree with that. The receivers had a lot, especially Ethan Wolf in the first half. He had a bunch of balls coming through his hands that he usually catches. So there's some things to worry about. There's some kinks that need to get worked out. But overall, I'm glad we came out with a W. I'm honestly surprised we won. But I think we'll have an interesting season to come, and we'll see who ends up in the trash can.
Wow. Thank you, fake Tyler Bray. Good talking to you. So we're three calls in already. Let's keep the party going here, 865-200-5402. Let's grab our next call. Hello and welcome. Yeah, hey, welcome in.
Hello.
This is Lunch Break Luke here for a little midnight snack.
Holy crap. I mean, you thought this blew away my expectation for the game. I thought this would be something like 34-28. It was a rough possibility at least. Double overtime. I had no clue that it would come to something like this.
Gotta be a real wake up call for Tennessee's coaching staff. There's just a lot of work to do on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And you live to tell about it. Maybe there's something to be said for that. A lot of courage tonight winning that game.
A lot. Congratulations to John Kelly, the only one who decided to show up and play offense. Another congratulations to, Marquez Callaway. What was he? 4 for 4 on all of his touches, 2 touchdowns, a lot of yards in between. The defensive line, I loved you in the first quarter and kind of disappeared there in the second half there. But a little bit of a side note here and a similarity. Garage Door One had something to tell me. He said that the last time that we beat, and this might be, of course, I really hate making similarities to this year, but in 1998, we beat Syracuse by 1 point. Did we not?
Oh my God, you're not doing that. Dude, look, God bless you. We just gave up 535 yards of rushing, and you're comparing our damn football team to the 98 team? Let me tell you something, and I mean this with all due respect. There's not one member of our defense, not one, that could have started for that football team. Get freaking real, man. I mean, that's absurd. No offense to you. God bless you.
No, not taken. It is a literal 200 yard stretch to talk about saying that this year's going to be like, I feel like 98.
Yeah, you know what we saw tonight on defense?
I tell you what.
With all due respect to Bob Schutt, we saw a fecal blizzard tonight on defense, and we survived it. And you got to give kids credit for having the courage to survive it. But that thing was an absolute fecal blizzard of epic proportions.
It's a shizzling. It's a shizzle storm, Tone. Oh, gosh. Wonder if, never mind. He might be listening. I don't know. Overall, I mean, I was genuinely surprised by this game. I did not expect that call right down there at the end to happen, because I thought he fumbled it from the looks of it, but of course, you know, I'm always wrong, the refs are always right. oh gosh.
You know what's incredible tonight, and I'm going to let Alex go inside the numbers, but do you realize how many tackles Daniel Bettoli had in tonight's game? I'm going to give you a little inside on our defensive coordinator. And look, I'm not here to start any trouble. But people that follow the program know this is true. They did not want to play Daniel Bettoli. The coordinator, the defensive coordinator, I'm here to tell you, doesn't like the guy. Now, nobody else is going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that because I keep it real. It's what we do here. It makes people mad. Whatever. Here's
keep
the
it
thing.
Real.
The guy had 23 tackles in the football game tonight. How many? Tell me how many tackles he had. I'll see if you repeat that back to me.
The guy
had a strip fumble. If it's not for the strip fumble, if they go in and score, and they make that thing a three-touchdown game, you know what we're talking about right now?
We're talking about a 2017
season that's already over. What is our defensive coordinator doing besides collecting a big check?
I think we're not talking about it here in the fifth quarter fan reaction. I think we're talking about it in an emergency halftime.
It's incredible, man. This whole thing, I'm just real curious to see where this season goes from here because those guys gained a second life. That's what they did. Those guys gained a second life.
This is the one. And, you know, I saw – and me and Garage Door Juan, we were looking at it, and we're like, okay. You know, he had asked me the question. We go down there, and we tie it 28 off. Does he retie it, or we go a point under 27-28? Do we go for two? You know, and then we go for one,
right.
We tie it. They don't do anything with it. In fact, what did they do? They turned it over on downs, didn't they?
They did. They did.
No, they missed the field goal.
They did the right thing. They had no chance of making that field goal at the end of the game. They have zero field goal kicker. He cannot kick. He is no good. We knew that from the scout in the pregame. And look, why did Tennessee win the game tonight? I mean, I don't mean to break all old school on you here, but let's think about it for a second, okay? Besides the fact that they didn't quit, here's why Tennessee won that football game tonight. And it's pretty simple. Okay? Our return game was very good.
Yes.
And our punter...
I wanted to see Evan Berry go in for a touchdown or two, and that kind of ticked me off that he didn't.
And our punter...
to about 70 or so yards.
Our punter remains a terrific weapon, and he was a terrific weapon once again tonight, and their punter wasn't. And their field goal kicker brutally was... He was going to miss that kick at the end of the game. I know it was blocked. He was missing the kick. He kicked it straight in. I mean, look at that block.
Yeah.
He had no chance.
He kicked it straight forward, Tony.
He topped it. I mean, it looked like me hitting a ball off. You pick any golf course in America, and that's why I never play golf. Hello? Hello?
Oh, Lord.
Well, thank you for the call, my friend. Thanks for staying up with us.
Sure thing.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight. Tony Robinson, now that we're back in studio control, let's take a breath here as I remind folks they're listening to your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. And, Tony, you're looking at Batuli's strip, which keeps Tennessee at 28-21. They go in there and score, Tone, with 4.5 left in the fourth. That ball game's over, Tone.
Yeah.
Tone, pick your... Let me help you out here, but there you go. Thank you, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, that game, we'll be in some deep trouble right then, Tony. But, like I say, we didn't quit. We came on late. Yeah.
We had a couple, last year we had a gut splitting effort down there at A&M and overcame a bunch of turnovers and we're in a game. If you're a Georgia Tech fan tonight, you are saying to yourself, how in the world did we give up? Did we have 535 yards and that happened to us?
Now,
how did that happen?
I'll tell you what, the last play called by their coach, the two-point conversion. Their two-point conversion, Tony, that was a bad call. I think that was a bad call on this part because he didn't give his quarterback a chance. But I'm glad he made that call and we got the stop.
I would have done that.
I would have gone for two. I would go for two, but I'm saying the call itself.
Yeah. What would you have done on that play, Tone, if you're Georgia Tech?
Well, first of all, he goes to the short side of the field. So you don't give your quarterback any options. You got the short side of the field. I'm going to give him to the wide side of the field. At least give him a chance to do something with the ball. You know, so it ran out of real estate over on the short side. So, but it was a good call. It was a good call because I was thinking the same thing. I thought that we were going to get the ball second, but we got the ball first. Because if Georgia State would have got the ball and they scored, then I would say we score, we go for two. Let's go for the win because our defense been on the field a long time tonight. A long time. But I tell you, we got a star out there, number 35, on the defense, man.
And Tony, they were not tongue. Hear me now. Uh-huh. They were not going to play him.
What?
I'm just telling. He did not figure.
He didn't. He didn't even figure.
He was
it
not. He was not going to start. He was not going to play. I watch our defensive coordinator. I watch our defensive coordinator, and I wonder what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
To be
yeah.
quite honest.
Definitely.
I mean, you can look poor against an option offense. That's what they do to people.
Yeah.
That you is. Can't look that bad.
No. You can't. But I tell you, Batuli. He's got a great future ahead of him, man. That kid's going to be an excellent ball player if he stays healthy. He makes a big plays for us tonight. Big plays, that first fumble. The first fumble was his. A strip on the quarterback. That was a great, great play. You know, and the offense responded real well. But the only thing I would like to see us do is get out the box early. We're waiting too long to get out. Let's get Dormady. We need to get Dormady rolling early. That's what I didn't like the way we came out tonight.
Well, he's a really athletic kid, and so they contained him to the pocket tonight. And in containing him to the pocket, it was a curious thing that the Volunteers did. But let's go back to our phones.
Okay.
And go ahead. You want to make a point, and then we'll get our next call in.
Okay. Well, I think it's just a matter of him getting comfortable back there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just get his first start. Yeah. Let's get him comfortable. Let's get him out the box early so he can have his confidence built up. And I think he played a lot better ball in the second half.
I agree with that.
He played a lot better in the second half.
Bunch of positives to take. I'm not sure how many of them were on defense. Batuli is a wonderful play. Abernathy, credit him at the end of the game.
Hey, yeah.
There at the end, you had the feeling there at the end that they were going to call that pitch good and that they were going to get the damn thing in the end zone. I'm just sitting there watching that going, this cannot be happening.
No.
But we stopped them.
We stopped them.
And I agree with what you make an interesting point though. Paul Johnson, it's good to go for two there. Weird call,
man.
And I'm glad. We had to have some luck.
We had to have some luck, man. Yeah. I mean, those guys fought back hard, man. They fought back. Yep. It just shows that, you know, there's no quit over there.
Let's go back to the phones, get our next call in here. 865-200-5402. Chase is up next. Chase, hello.
Tony B, the voice of the people. What's going on,
buddy? Hey, buddy, appreciate you being there tonight. Thank you.
Hey, a couple of observations. I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Number one, John Kelly and Marquez Callaway, absolute freak of nature. Second observation, the only thing that should be in that trash can are Butch Jones and Bob Shue because they are hot garbage. They should be arrested for theft. Third observation, Jared Garantano looked like he wanted to take his ball and go home tonight. He sat over there on the bench and pouted the entire game. Didn't look like he encouraged not a one player on that team. All that being said, the Vols come out with the W. We're going to be 2-0 going into Florida, and they're 0-1. Have a good night, and go Vols.
Hey, great phone call, Chase. Good talking to you. Your thoughts on his sentiments, T?
Well, I'm going straight to Cantano. He's got to do better. He's got to do a lot better than that. He's got to be more involved in the offense. He's got to be pay more attention because if his number's called up, he's not even. He doesn't even look like he's ready.
Well, the body language him over there pouting.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna work. I hate to tell this kid that. And you were there. You said, look, I went back to Tallahassee. Cockrell was a quarterback, right?
Right.
Now, what year would that have been? Your sophomore year. Right in the spot he's in.
I'm right in the spot he's in. Yeah, my sophomore year. You know, I leave. I go back to Florida. And, you know, I knew I was coming back because my dad walked in the house and it was like, hey, you know what you're doing.
Which is great insight because your dad said to you, what in the hell are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing? So,
and I hope for that kid's sake that his dad will tell him the same thing. You're not going to help yourself at any level of competitive sports by pouting.
By pouting, no. Because
you're just not.
You're not. And on top of that, Tony, you know, he's got to wait his turn. It's not his turn yet.
Well, that's the deal, right?
That's right. You know, I could see if Quentin was having a bad day, but he wasn't having a bad day. No turnovers.
Right.
One thing. No turnovers. Now, mind you, offense was a little lackadaisical.
Right.
Defense was keeping us in the game for a little while there.
Right.
And second half, bam, we start turning on. Callaway, he comes around big for us. You know, so, hey, I'd give that man a lot of credit, man.
He balled out.
He balled out.
I mean, Callaway balled out. The numbers will dictate that. Let's go back to the phones. Yeah. And Al's going to take us inside the numbers. Alex Meyer, superstar Alex Meyer, that he is. In the meantime, we are but about 35 minutes into the program. Let's get our next call in, 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us tonight in the mix and in the hunt, and let's get as many folks in here as possible, and we'll get our next call in on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello, sir.
Tony B, it's Justin.
Hey, Jay, welcome in, man. Welcome in, buddy.
You know what I love? First off, you know what I love? It took me 20 minutes to get in. It took me 20 minutes to get a non-busy signal.
There you go. You got to love that, man.
Hey, and we've talked about a bunch of players, but the one guy we haven't talked about that had a hell of a game tonight, Trey Smith. That boy showed that he is a man. If you go back and watch, he pushed those guys around all day long.
Tone, we have us an anchor for years to come. And people like you have been telling me, Tone, that Trey Smith is going to be a force here. And he showed that tonight,
yes,
Tony.
He absolutely
showed tonight that he's going to be a force here.
Oh, yes, he did, Tony. And
a friend of mine played minor college ball at Mars Hills.
Right.
And he said, and he was a lineman, and he said, watch Trey Smith. And I watched him with him all night. And he's like, just keep watching. And this is the first game that I've actually watched a single lineman. And that guy just destroyed them all day.
That's a man against boys. Man against boys, T. Man against boys.
Yeah, and here's a guy, and here's the thing. What you would have thought, and again, I'm not here to throw shade. I'm just not. But I am here to keep it real. You would have thought, I would have thought, Justin would have thought, Tony Robinson would have thought, that when you have the advantage that Tennessee has, when you have the advantage the Vols have, you have got to shove that team around on the field.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. They didn't do that. He did. And thank God Kelly finished some runs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He ran the ball real good.
Hell yeah.
But you know,
how about
that?
Justin. Go ahead, Tony.
My main thing is this, Tony. No turnovers.
That's the game.
We had no turnovers.
That's right.
For us, but we made the defense made some great plays. That the turnover by Batuli and that one number seven, I can't think of his name right now, but the one who he made that the quarterback was running down the field, he hits him from behind, and that was a big stop. That was a big play, and we needed that. We needed that one, and offense responded very well.
I feel about this football season just like I started out last football season where we barely beat Appy State. And this whole that trash can thing, they got to get rid of that stupid thing. That's dumb. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then Butch goes into halftime with two timeouts in his back pocket. And then he called one right there at the end for no reason. I mean, it was the most. We give up 600 yards on rushing. I mean, our coaching staff we're lucky to walk out of there with a win. This is the same way I feel that I felt about the Appalachian State game. Do you agree, Tony?
It was a dreamlike state, no question. Tennessee played with fire last year against App State. And quite frankly, they weren't ready to play in that game. And you know what, Tone? This is alarming to me. Tennessee did not look ready tonight at the start of tonight's game.
No, they looked like they were
in quicksand.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we started off like we were just lackadaisical. We weren't there, you know. We were making Normandy, some of his throws. We had some drop balls.
No question.
We had some drop balls.
Jennings had some drops.
Yeah. Jennings had drops.
He had a few of those. He wants to run before he catches
the
ball. You know, so that happens. But we need to start out a little better than we're doing. I mean, it's first game, so everybody's trying to get a feel.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of new guys out there. So now you know what you got now, and you know what you need to work on. So let's get it right for next week.
You know what I'm glad, Justin? I'm glad that Indiana State doesn't play the triple option. Because they would have a damn fighting chance against us. You guys can laugh all you want.
Oh, man.
If you tell me they're playing the triple option, I might drink myself into oblivion tonight.
They might implement that tomorrow.
If I'm them, I'm trying to figure out a way to run the freaking triple option. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I read some of the numbers back to you from this game, you are going to, you're going to look at me and go, how in the hell did we win that game? And it's called a heart. And it's called Daniel Bettoli tonight, carry Tennessee on defense, and on offense, number one, carry Tennessee tonight. Period.
Period.
In the sentence.
Period.
And John Kelly was great, too.
Number one and number four.
Yep.
Number one and number four. And can't wait for number 15 to get back.
Thank you. What's that going to look like when 15 starts balling?
15 starts balling again, man. It's going to be, because, you know, early in the game, I could see Dormady targeting Jennings a lot. He's targeting Jennings a lot, and he was throwing in the crowd.
Yep.
But now you can't double-team Jennings because you got to look out for that number uno.
No question.
You got to look out for number uno. Nope.
They're going to be a hell of a team to scout for.
Hey, thank God the deck kicker couldn't kick in the ocean.
Hey, that's the deal. He looked like me off any team in America. I'm telling you, if I went to chip and putt, I'd hit the damn ball like it. I told everybody. I told Tony. I said, this guy has zero chance. I put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
This guy has zero chance of making this kick. Zero.
Yeah, he is. Gosh, he is rough.
And I know what it feels like to be a man and have zero chance. Go ahead.
Bob Shoup has a lot to do. I mean, we just got – I mean, his run defense, even you go back the past six, eight games here with him. And, like, I mean, our run defense has been horrid. And I know this is a running team that we just played, but for crying out loud, they ran all over us last year.
To look at it, Georgia Tech was the ninth best rushing team in the nation last year.
Yes, they were.
But no
B back, who was their top back. He was kicked off the team.
Up, right.
Then you lose that really tough quarterback who's no longer there. The kid they had a quarterback tonight, though, I'm telling you, that cat's the truth.
Oh, man.
He can play now, and he can throw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
He can throw it.
He can throw it. And I tell you what, man, we escaped some close ones tonight.
What Tony said. Tony said that last play was a silly call because they run to the short side.
They should have just given it. This should let him keep it. They
absolutely.
Or given it to that. Or give it to that fullback that was just pounding yards all day.
I'll tell you what play they run.
Thank you, Jay. Good talking to you.
The play that we didn't stop all night. When the quarterback gets the ball,
yep.
He steps back and he hesitates. Don't let those two guys pull in front of him.
Yes.
We didn't stop that play. That's their bread and butter.
Speaking of stepping back and this, can we get rid of that damn shotgun delay thing that we've been doing? Do you notice when our offense got better? Is when they gave the ball to Kelly and let him hit the hole.
That read option crap.
Yeah. I hate that.
I can see you're faking here. You know, you're fake. But, yeah, give him the ball. Let John Kelly do his thing. And let those boys let those five guys down that line push off that ball.
Tony, how many total yards of offense do you think Georgia Tech had tonight in that game?
Oh,
they had five. Like I told you before. No, they had 535 rushing yards. How many total yards did we surrender tonight and still win a game? And this has to,
600. Oh, probably 600.
How many?
About 600.
655.
655? Whoa.
Would you give Bob Shoup a paycheck this week? The answer is no. I would tell him.
Coach, we need to do something about that paycheck. We're looking mighty, mighty. What's the word we're looking for, Tony?
Awful, inexcusably bad.
Inexcusable bad, man. That is bad.
What the hell?
And I tell you what, our secondary. Man,
they tell me that Justin Martin had a good camp. Well, he didn't have a good game tonight.
Well,
and Galdon on the other side, he wasn't much better.
Man,
I mean,
that number was number eight.
There wasn't a lot of work being done back there, Tony.
There wasn't a lot of work.
That was scary.
Let me tell
you this: if Tony is scouting for us. I mean, are you kidding me?
I'm picking on number eight every play.
Poor Justin Martin.
I would pick on him every play.
Poor Justin. He had a good camp. Boy, he had a horrid night tonight.
I'll tell you what. Was this his first start?
Yes.
Okay.
Much ballyhooed player, though.
Okay, but
he's a veteran football player, much ballyhooed.
Yeah.
A kid who's a senior.
He's a senior?
He's a senior. He's a JUCO kid. But you got to be better than that. Let's go to the phones. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
How you doing, Tony?
Hey, welcome in. Appreciate you being there.
Good stuff, my friend.
Well, we're here for you, man. That's what we're trying to do this. We're going to get through this thing together tonight after a beautiful win by the Vols. I'm not sure if it was beautiful, but whatever.
It was tough. It was really tough. I just want to say, John Kelly, he's got some serious, serious mojo. You know, he wasn't highly recruited, but name me another Vols running back in the last 30 years who brings in more than that guy.
Every carry, Tony, the thing I love about John Kelly from the first minute they put him in, and you said it, Tone, is that this cat finishes
great.
And I mean finishes runs. He finishes.
Like Coach Major says.
Like a man.
Like Coach Major, he's got that lean. He's got that lean. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got that lean. That Coach Major's lean, as he calls it. And, I tell you what, he's got good vision, good field awareness.
Yep.
And he runs the ball hard.
I love him.
He runs the ball hard.
And
I think that's down the line. He's gonna be a big plus for us down the line and everything. I just pray that he stays healthy. Everybody stays healthy, and he keeps doing what he's doing.
And I promised people earlier to our caller. I don't know if you listen to my daily show, but I'm on from 11 to 1 every day. And I promised people that they'd be on here tonight talking about the freshman back, and they would have been if Tennessee would have taken care of business early in the game, because the little bit of opportunity he got to run the football tonight, and he only touched it one time, but I'm telling you right now, Chandler is going to be a player here. You could tell from his one carry he's going to be a player.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just, you know, I know we were falling behind here, but we've got to this season be running the ball two times for every time we throw. You know, I know Marquez Callaway is a great player. He had an awesome game tonight. But we got to be running two times for every three
times. No doubt about it.
Play.
No doubt about it.
We got to be. I mean, we got to go behind Trey Smith, give it to J.K., and just run it up the gut there. Because we can't be relying on a passing game against better teams. Georgia Tech they're about the middle of the pack we're going to be playing this year. Come on.
T-Rob, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but this fella's dead right. See,
so?
Tony does not want to hear that. Tony, this fella is dead right. He's dead right, Tony.
Well, we're gonna see about that, T. Because I like a balanced attack. Now, don't get me wrong. You have a point there with John Kelly running the ball, but now that we've got some receivers out there, so we got to feed those guys too to keep them hungry. You know what I'm saying? We got to feed them a little bit so they don't starve.
But Tony, the problem is when you came out in that game tonight, and you got off your game plan and you got off your mojo, whatever it was they got off, then the attack becomes uneven, and all of a sudden you're putting way too much pressure on that quarterback who's inexperienced, though he's a junior.
Yeah, T, but I guess if now just say we come out the first time we get the ball, first quarter, we get the ball, we get him rolling. Let's get him going. Now, we gave John Kelly the ball. He gets some nice yardage on the first play of the game. Nice yardage. But we stopped. We stopped. We're dropping passes. We're not clicking. We're not gelling right now.
Tony makes a great point about how you got to get your quarterback
out on the perimeter,
though.
Yeah.
That is very true.
You got to move him around. You know, move him around a little bit.
We dodged such a bullet tonight, guys.
He was throwing off his back foot a lot. He was throwing off his back foot a lot, I was watching. But, like I say, second half was a different ball game.
No question.
Different game, you know. Everybody, it took that first half for us to really get going.
No question.
You know, and luckily we went down by 20, 30, 21, 28 points.
We should have been.
You know.
Tony.
Defense.
We had absolutely no business being in that game. None.
Oh, yeah.
And we won the game.
Oh, yeah.
Those turnovers. Yep. If it ain't those turnovers, man.
No question. And no field goal kicker.
And I tell you what, one of my best plays is that punt.
Daniel.
That
field flipper.
That punt was that punt bailed us out.
Daniel's an absolute field flipper. He's an animal.
Well, guess what? They take the ball down the field and score. I think Georgia Tech goes down the field and score on that punt, off that punt, I think.
I don't think that's the case. But even if it is, I'm going to hold to what I'm saying because it's my narrative, and damn it, I'm sticking to it because it's 12:30.
We're going to see what happens.
Is there anything else for us to my friend on the phone, and thank you for the phone call.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just, Tony, it's really great that you got Tony Robinson on this call here. He's a little bit before my time. I was born in 79, but it's great having him on here. Great hearing you. I'd love to meet T-Rob sometime when I'm down there. And I just hope we get things together and we go down to Gainesville and give him a game.
God bless you, my friend. That's where we are right now because we have two wins coming up. I keep it real here, although we are going to continue, and we'll be on with you after the next couple of games. But one thing we do here is we keep it absolutely real. And Tennessee, very fortunate to get a win, but I'd rather win
ugly
in a lucky way,
ugly
than
way.
Lose like last year at A&M where you turned over six times and play just so, with such intensity. Hey, we're very fortunate.
The gods were in our corner tonight.
Damn straight. Tonight, and I'll take it, Tone.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that win.
I want to remind you, if you're making your way back, and Superstar Alex, and the caller just talked about Tony Robinson, who's going to be an unbelievable addition to this winning lineup and what we do this year. Let me say this to you. Our Garza Law fifth quarter is free for all. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. This has become provided free for you. And also, what we have here is a free-for-all. So it's free-for-all, and it's a free-for-all. I want to keep it that way on both fronts, okay? The bottom line in my world is 2017's been a tough one. It's become more expensive to do business in 2017 than ever before. I want to ask you if you'd consider jumping over to TonyBasilio.com and joining our Tea Club. Tonight, one thing you'll notice about this show, there are no commercial breaks. We are committed to keeping this a reality. There are no commercial breaks. There are no commercial breaks in this program. And I'll be here as long as we have phone calls. That's my pledge to you. If that's 4 o'clock Eastern time, that's 4 o'clock Eastern time. But I need you to help us defray our expenses, and I want to pass this show on to others and the great stuff we do in the community as well and the fellowship that we share here. Go to TonyBasilio.com. Get involved with us and help us monthly. I'm not asking too much. I mean, we're definitely splitting our spleen here for you, and we're giving it up for you. Plus at TonyBasilio.com, you're going to see a bunch of great content there, the podcasts that we have, the new stuff that we have that we're introducing daily. My man Tony Robinson, I'm talking 30 cents a day. You could save a life here. 30 cents a day could save a life. Speaking of lives, there's no question that Alex Myers needs to get one because he's in here with me right now. And Alex, making your debut here on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Al, talk to me here. You got some numbers for me. Go inside the numbers for us.
Yeah, this look inside the numbers is presented by Citizens National Bank. Earn 1.75% on a free checking account at CNB. Visit cnbtn.com for details. We'll start off the first look at stats, basically with some offensive stats and a couple of team stats. First off, for the Vols, Quinn Dormady went 20 of 37 for 221 yards and two touchdowns. Overall passer rating, Tony, of 122.1. Rushing for the Vols, John Kelly led, of course, 19 rushes for 128 yards and four touchdowns, averaged 6.7 yards per carry, and his longest rush of the night was 30 yards.
Four TDs, Tony. No. I mean, are you?
No. You're talking about our offensive line. That offensive line was playing on them boys off the ball. 100 and some yards, 19 carries.
Were you watching what I was watching?
John Kelly was finishing
some runs now.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying he'd get to the hole first.
Trey Smith was
awesome.
I mean, he was a man tonight.
Trey Smith was awesome. You know, but like I said, you know, we got to get it balanced. We got to get more balance. We don't want to count on Kelly. Here's where it's going to get ugly.
Go ahead, Al. So that was some good stuff. Go ahead, Al.
Now,
Dormady had two rushes for 13 yards, if that's anything.
Hey.
Talked about freshman Ty Chandler, who had one carry for only seven yards, but it looked good, as you mentioned. Uh-huh. Total rushing yards for UT, 148 at 6.7 yards per carry. That'll win you some ball games if you can continue that pace, obviously. Receiving for Tennessee, in total, 221 yards, two touchdowns, and an average of 11.1 yards per catch. John Kelly actually was targeted seven times, and he caught five of those passes for 35 yards. Marquez Calloway, obviously the big star at receiver tonight, had four receptions, caught four, or all four receptions for 115 yards and two touchdowns, and caught every ball, as I mentioned, that was thrown his way. Ethan Wolf had four catches for 33 yards. He was also targeted, as Kelly was, seven times tonight. Jawan Jennings had three catches for 17 yards before obviously going out with the wrist injury. Brandon Johnson had three receptions for 14 yards. And also freshman Josh Palmer caught the only ball that was thrown his way, a seven-yard reception.
So, Tony, our wide receiving corps tonight did a lot of good work in this football game.
Right, a lot of good work by the receiving corps. And also, it's like I said, Marquez Calloway has had a breakout game. Now, that's going to make it hard on teams because, you know, watching the game, it was a lot of guys around Juwan Jennings tonight. And Dorman was kind of like, I think he was trying to force a lot to Juwan. So that now that Calloway has come out, I want to see how the defense is going to prepare for our offense now.
The legend Tony Robinson, you're hearing his voice. You'll hear it all year long. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in here on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in to our next caller.
Hello.
Hey, welcome in. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
All right. What did you guys think about the game overall tonight?
I thought that Tennessee was extremely fortunate to get out of there with a win, but there's something about having courage, and there's something about being able to win a football game where you give a, what would I even call tonight, a C-minus type of performance overall? What do you think?
At the best, I mean, good Lord, I felt like the quarterback play was subpar. I feel like the receiving corps was subpar. I love my balls, but do you not think that? It was the thing as App State last year. We skated out and got lucky to win.
Here's a number that begs to where you're at. And again, Alex Myers is here and he's looking at the numbers for us. Here's a stat that says it all about tonight's game. You get out of there with a 42-41 win. And Al, the time of possession was?
Georgia Tech had the ball for 41 minutes and 20 seconds. Tennessee for 18 minutes and 33 seconds.
I mean, you can't make that up, dude. You got the ball for 42 minutes on you, 635 yards of rushing, or 535 in rushing all time. I mean, we've been playing football here, like I said before, for 130 or so years.
100 and some years?
Come on, Tongue. I mean, that's a damn embarrassment.
Well, you're on the field that long?
No question.
We brought in Bob Stoops, you know, as the truth of the next great defense here at UT. And I mean, we gave up, almost 600 yards of offense tonight. And that's not even the first time that we've done that. How many games last year did we give up over 300 yards on the ground?
Bob Stoops, to this point in his Tennessee career, is a living, breathing embarrassment.
It is unacceptable.
It's totally unacceptable. I mean, let me tell you this, okay? Daniel Bettoli, who tonight saved his ass, I'm going to call it like it is, was not in his plans.
You call it like it is, Tony. I'm right there with you, Brandon. I'm right there with you. And, you know, I would say the same thing as Bob Stoops as the whole coaching staff. They bring in talent, and the talent is the only reason that they're still living and breathing in Tennessee.
Well, that's the way it ought to be, you know? That's the way it ought to be. But for Bob Stoops to not have Bettoli penciled in as one of the linebackers from the get-go, when you watch tonight's game, is totally embarrassing.
From start to finish.
From start to finish.
From start to finish. This guy played
the
whole
time. Give me a Barreco.
Give me a Bettoli any day of the week.
Any day.
any day of the week.
I want ballers.
Hey, that's
tell me, I'll tell you this right now. It's thank God that Butch Jones saved those five timeouts, because if he hadn't saved those five timeouts, that kick would have nailed that kick every time.
That kid, let me tell you something about that kid, okay? And I'll be serious with you here. I'm going to be straight up with you. That kid had zero, okay? Zero chance of making his field goal. Georgia Tech knows that. That is a complete liability for them, and it's going to happen again this season. And they had one of the best kickers in the country, and now they have one of the worst. Trust me, their kicking game is brutal. It's brutal. And they knew that coming in tonight, and ended up costing them.
I love Tennessee with all my heart, and I always have. But we had no business winning that
game.
No,
none.
No business winning that game. They outplayed us all night long. And you saw the same thing last year when we played Appalachian State and when we played Virginia Tech. We got absolutely blown off on both sides of the field.
No question. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you. People are wondering about Wiggins and where he – here's the deal with Wiggins. Wiggins came in, and he thought that he was going to be handed the job. Now, that's one thing I agree with his coordinator and his position coach on. You got to come to camp, man, ready to play. Can't just walk in there and go, well, you know, it's fifth year, and I transferred in here, and I'm going to walk around and parade around like it's my job. First of all, dude, this ain't the NFL, and you ain't a free agent. Okay, that's one. Secondly, Shaq Wiggins. Secondly, you're not a first-round draft pick. Okay, you were an okay player when you were at Georgia, and you're an okay player at Louisville, but you got to come in ready to go. I mean, that's part of the deal here. You got to come in ready to go. I sure hope that Tennessee does away with the trash can. I don't know what they're going for with that look. Butch loves his gimmicks. I was expecting at some point Bob Shoup himself, Tony, to jump out of the trash can. like the woman in the cake back in the day and do a little strip tease.
Oh, you're waiting on Bob to do it.
I mean, hello? Like, well, what in the world is that?
I just hope we don't play any more teams like Georgia Tech.
Thank God.
You know, we don't have any more.
Thank God.
Teams.
Let's outlaw that offense while we're at it.
Hey, one of the best offenses there is to run. There's a lot of options on that offense.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Our next call in on the Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Well, what do you say, Tony? How are you?
Hey, doing great tonight. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. So Marquez Callaway really balled out.
Oh.
Every time the ball was thrown to him, nothing but positive yardage.
He's targeted four times tonight. He shows incredible ball skills to high point a ball, Tony, at a critical juncture in the football game. Does Marquez Callaway now earn himself more touches with his performance tonight, Tone?
He earns more touches, but he earns more recognition. Because now teams got to pay attention to him.
Well, that's a great point.
Because this kid he's a big kid, Tony.
No question.
He's a big, strong kid at that now. But now you got to look at the other side of this coin also. You got Juwan Jennings on the other side.
No question.
Yeah,
so now we got to worry. Now teams got two good receivers to prepare for.
And let me tell you something
and
else.
Our offense got to do a little better getting them the ball.
We didn't see it tonight. Palmer can flat out play the game as well. Tennessee's got three really good options there. My concern, which was my concern coming into tonight's game, and I said today during the Daily Show that I really believe that if Tennessee shoved them around tonight on the football field, I'd feel better about our offensive line. I do not feel better about Tennessee's offensive line after tonight. And I ask our caller, do you feel better about our offensive line after tonight?
Absolutely not. It seems like it's the same it has been for 2 years now. That's just my honest opinion about it. I don't see any improvements, but back to Callaway, I just think he has that it factor. He has something that other receivers don't have. So I don't know what it is yet. I think superstar Alex Myers can figure it out.
He can't. Superstar Alex Myers can't even tie his own shoes. Walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, we know he can't.
Hey, thank you, brother. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
We're blessed to have Superstar Alex Myers. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Tony, I'm concerned about our offensive line being 30 to 40 pounds heavier and being unable to manhandle that football team. I'm sorry.
That type of offense that we run is not that pound. That's not that, you know, that eye bite.
That's a good point.
It's not that type of offense.
That's a great point.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's not an Alabama offense. They're not a guy back deep, eye back, and let him run the ball. So we don't have that type of offense. So our offensive line is not the type. They're not pushing people off the ball. You understand what I'm saying? They're not pushing people off the ball.
Yeah, so well, they don't.